So why is it that some people can easily accept that Krishna is God even if they have been worshipping some other devatas before, whereas many people find it extremely difficult? I would say that there are three different situations or three different circumstances in which this may happen. Many people are nominal religionists. Nominal means that they are born in a particular family, or but they were in a particular situation where they worship particular devata. There is a religious instinct which is there in everyone, and that religious instinct gets expressed according to circumstance, whatever form of religious expression is common. So then in that case, that religious instinct, there is neither intellectual commitment, there is no intellectual foundation to it, nor is there any strong emotional connection involved in it. That expression of the religious instinct is largely circumstantial. And if later on someone gets a intellectual conviction or some emotional experience which redirects them elsewhere, then these people are quite open to change. Because for them, the religious instinct is there internally and it was directed somewhere just because of the circumstance. There is no personal investment of their own consciousness in that particular object. So in that case, for people, if they hear the Shastric explanation of the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition about how Krishna is God, or the Krishna is the God of all gods, the source of all gods, then they accept it and take it up. The other situation is where, could say the other extreme is, there is only an emotional connect, where for people they have, people go to religion for different reasons. Where if you actually come for a spiritual reason, to explore some, to get answers to life's deepest questions and to explore life's non-material side, many people go to a religious center for a sense of cultural belonging. You see the aarti, you see people dressed like yourself, you see people who are doing things which we have been doing, our ancestors have been doing for a long time. So they go for either cultural belonging, or some people may just go for socially connecting. So broadly speaking, the social, cultural, in this also you could say psychological factors are a lot. People want to feel good when they go to the temple. So if somebody has connected with a particular form of worship at an emotional level, then if they are told that they were worshipping some devata, or they are worshipping some Baba or whatever, and if they are told that Krishna is God, it shakes the very basis of their emotional connection. Because their connection is so emotional and so emotionally invested that for them to give it up is almost impossible. It's only when they emotionally also connect with somebody, some devotee, or with something within Krishna Bhakti, then they might change over. And the third could be that there is an emotional and rational connection both. That means they are emotionally connected with a particular form of worship, but rationally also they have got some understanding why I should be worshipping this. Now in that case, if the rational side is strong enough, then they may, if somebody presents things rationally to them, they may take it up and then they may change what they are doing. But in this case also there is to be a lot of sensitivity with respect to the emotional side. So something is going to hurt them, better not speak it. Prabhupada would sometimes use the bridge approach, that wherever people are, start appreciating them and get them to connect with the process of Krishna Bhakti. And then Prabhupada, so once actually people get connected with Krishna Bhakti without really necessarily challenging their previous Bhakti, that means generally nobody who is from a broad Hindu tradition will object to the point that Krishna is God. It's only when we say only Krishna is God, that's when the problem comes. Or when you say Krishna is the source of all the gods, or Krishna is superior, all the gods are supreme, are subordinate to him, that's when the problem starts. So in general, it's best to focus on those aspects, at least initially. So if people are completely nominal in their religious practice, they may change easily. People are completely emotional and it will be almost impossible to change. If people are somewhat rational and emotional, then best to start with the rational aspect. You talk about the existence of the soul, about the need for knowledge from Shabda, knowledge of Atma, reincarnation, and then as a life application one can talk about the specific issues that we want to discuss. So one could be that analysis of what is the foundation for a particular form of worship, and what should be the foundation for a particular form of worship. And if that person is in a rational frame of mind, they will understand and accept. If they are not rational, then they will become very alienated. So when we have to get people to rise from where they are to the next level, at that time we may have to carefully point out that this is what is to be done, this is what not to be done, and give reasons for that. So if somebody is rational, it's quite likely that over a period of time they will come. If somebody is totally emotional, then it's very, very difficult for them to come forward closer to Krishna.